This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Works. Welcome into the studio, Rob.
Thank you very much for having me.
Pleasure. So, Rob, before we get going on Caligula, which there will be plenty to talk about, because it sounds like a very interesting interpretation of the play, could you tell us a little bit about your background in the arts and how you came to be a director?
Sure. Well, I was a country kid growing up, so there was not a lot of art in my teenage years, sadly. So I moved to Melbourne to become an actor, and I realised very, very quickly that was not a good idea. But what I was good at, and quite good at, I think, was helping bring ideas to life.
Hold on. I'm just going to stop you there. You know, let's talk about it. Why did you get the interest in, you know, theatre, you know, wanting to be an actor? What was it? What was the trigger?
It was watching the extended Lord of the Rings DVDs.
Hey.
Yeah, and seeing all the amazing behind-the-scenes work that went on and just the magic of actually creating stories from nothing, I found very attractive.
Right, okay. Mm. And did you study a theatre, you know, like in high school, or, you know, did you do the plays at school?
Yeah, there was drama and theatre studies and then the school musicals, but I had a very generous high school teacher who from year 8 would take me on all the year 12 trips to Melbourne or Mount Gambier, so I'd be carted along in the bus as the little kid at the back.
Right.
And I'd get to go and see an MTC show or whatever and get driven back home, which is 4 hours.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, a lovely guy. I owe a lot to him.
What was it that triggered you that you realised that you weren't a good actor?
Or not interested in acting.
Hey, or not interested.
I think the love has come back over the years, I would say. I think it was finding something that I thought I was very good at, and that running a room and finding the resonances in stories that I thought others couldn't see sung to me quite deeply in a way that acting didn't.
Mm.
So the shift seemed very natural.
Yep. Okay. And how long have you been directing?
10 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and you do a lot of independent stuff?
Yes.
Yeah. And do you find it, you know, like, is it hard work? You know, like going, you know, like finding work?
Yeah. It's finding work that's worth 4 years of my life is hard.
4 years? Is that how long you end up spending on a production?
I think so. There's a bit of a list. So by the time I get to, like, by the time something enters a list, I finally get around to it.
Mm.
It's normally about that long. But I think it's just very, very hard to find theatre that truly encompasses what it means to be human. I don't think there's a lot of plays that do that.
Mm.
So, you have to search very carefully.
Right. Okay. Now, here we go, Caligula. We all know of it, and it's around here at Theatre Works, our second show we've been talking about Theatre Works today, because independent companies come in to work at Theatre Works, and they're very embracing on that front, which is amazing. What's the twist here with your Caligula?
That he's someone to be admired. And that we think of him as this mad tyrant, but my first impression of him was just this love and attraction because he had such a lust for life. And it's a play about finding love and energy and excitement and committing fully to your life, which I think is what he actually was trying to do.
Mm.
And all the things that he's remembered for being mad, such as him making a horse a senator or declaring war on the sea and making his soldiers march from northern France to Rome with a backpack full of shells. It wasn't about having power and having the ability to wield it. It was about making people encounter the very core of themselves, but the way he chose to do that was through tyranny and aggression. So for me, it's more about self-realization than any other thing.
Right, okay. And the little subtitle, well, it's not even a subtitle, but it's a cross between American Psycho and Midsommar. Wow, that's out there.
Wow, works as well, yeah. Yeah, well, he was an out there guy. He was very famous for touring around Italy dressed up as Venus and doing these drag shows where he would make people enter the stadium at the point of a sword. They would then have to watch him perform as Venus, which would have been deeply blasphemous at a time when those gods existed. And so he had this anarchic energy that he brought into the entire culture, and that needs to be honoured in the play. Like, yeah. It is a political drama, so we want to lean into all those tropes, but he was also the world's first famous drag star.
Right.
And that needs to be honoured as well.
Yeah, yeah. And how closely have you followed the story in the play?
I think I have glued to his spirit 100%. And then we've sort of made a few tweaks here and there textually to get closer to the size of his soul.
Right, okay. And the character that plays him, you're like male, female, or?
Entirely up to you.
Right.
Yeah, so one of the most wonderful actresses I know is a woman called Liliana Dalton, who is playing him as male. I think Caligula himself would say, well, I'm a god, I'm not human, so I don't particularly think these labels apply to me.
Yeah.
And because there is that slippage in the world, and I think because Liliana is such a fabulously accomplished actress, there's no sort of unease about it. She just sort of slips into this male ruler that then decides to walk around as an earth mother.
Mm. Yeah. Mm.
And it makes sense.
It makes sense. And how many people are in the play?
12.
12. Well, pretty big.
Yeah.
Pretty big cast.
It's a big one.
Yeah. And because I almost imagined there was going to be one person. So, and because that larger than life person. Mm. Yeah. But excellent. Excellent. And it's just open. How's the response been?
Fantastic. It's very interesting to watch the audience because it's such a roller coaster. And because Camus wrote it after World War II. And I think his response to World War II was, what in the hell just happened?
Mm.
How do we make sense of how depraved we all became?
Yeah, yeah.
Perhaps the only real response is to laugh at it.
Mm.
And so the play oscillates very sharply between political drama, harsh black comedy, and then deeply traumatizing tragedy, and then, a lip sync battle. Mm. So, yeah, it's interesting watching people just navigate all of that.
Yeah, and it must be fascinating, standing in the foyer after the play, eavesdropping, or if you know people, get their slant on it. Have you been surprised with when people actually talk about the play? And you go, oh, I never saw that in it.
No. But the thing that I didn't expect was for everyone to be as sad as I was. So, at the end, he dies. It's a tragedy. That's what happens to who I think the hero is in this play. And I've always loved him from the very get-go. It was just, I'm in love with your lust for life, and that's my main concern. But that's sort of been shared. I've had so many people tell me I hated that I felt so sadly when he died. It really felt like a light went out in the world. Whoa. And that was really interesting.
Right, okay.
Mm.
So when did you first come across this? You said that it often takes years. Did you know of this story years and years ago?
Mm. I've been a fan of ancient Roman history since I was a boy, and this is much more of a modern show. And I first read the play in 2014, and I considered opening my company in 2016 with this play. So it's been on the back burner,
right,
gestating for quite a while.
Yeah. And what was the premise to actually do it right now? What was the big moment of thinking, I've got to do it, I've just got to do it?
I just kept reading it. Every time I had a spare moment, about once a month, the player would just fall back into my lap. And if Caligula keeps banging on the inside of your head, you should listen.
Well, that's brilliant. It's already playing.
Correct.
At Theatre Works, which is here in St Kilda. And it's running until the 23rd of July, which is next weekend, I suppose.
Yes. Isn't
it? Yeah, next weekend. Well, this weekend coming. Rob, thank you so much for coming in today. And it sounds fascinating.
Thank you very much.
It always has been a fascinating play anyway. Mm. Yeah. Brilliant.
Great. Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you. We've been chatting with Rob Johnson, who is the director of Caligula, which is now playing at Theatre Works until the 23rd of July, as David said. And much like our last guest, if you want to find out more, you can go to the Theatre Works website, which is www.theatreworks.org.au. And we'll be right back with you after Starlings by Elbow and a few little messages. You're listening to Joy 94.9 Sunday Arts Magazine.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.